All right, we're recording.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so do we want to start over?
Nope, we're good.
Would you like to lead us in prayer, sir?
Sure. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us. May you look over this committee today that does things for the city and for do things for its citizens and for this and for you, Lord. That we follow through the knowledge that is given to us by you. And that all things are done for you and for the citizens of this community. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen.
Frank?
Here.
Todd?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Demoline?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Approval of the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, I do like to request that we do amend the agenda after new business. If we could just add executive session under ORC 121.22G1 to consider the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee or official.
I'll make a motion as amended or as recommended.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Can I get roll call, please?
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Okay, can I get the approval of the minutes from the meeting March 18th, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Can I get roll call, please?
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Public wishing to address council. I see we have Dan Miller, former mayor, already on here with the pre-1994. Dan?
Dan Miller, 12542 County Road 11-2, La Sienna, Ohio. Just here to go over the abatement and among the other things. I have handed a handout to all the elected officials, to the legal counsel, the administrator, and to the clerk as statements I'd like to make before council tonight. I know it's going to be over 2 minutes. So whenever you guys are tired of hearing me talk, just say, here it is, but you'll have the moment in record. All right, thank you, Tony. I would like to thank the mayor and the council for allowing me to speak tonight. I may go over the 2 minutes allowed to me, but I want to make sure you have the correct information to decide before you take a tool out of the toolbox. I currently do not live inside the village limits, but I've returned to live at the family farm that's still inside the P.D. Weiss School District. I sat in your seat for over 20 years. I chose not to run again in 2019. I have offered anyone my opinion on why and how decisions were made. So far, very few have been asked. Every council member I've served with as a council member and a mayor had the best interest for the village of Delta, and I have tried to stay out of the limelight. However, when I read the quote from the administrator that was in the village reporter, fired me up just a little bit. I want to make sure I get this right. The village reporter, March 13, 2024, quoted from the administrator, "There was no foresight. It was just all, hey, let's give them 100% and move on," close quote. Then the administrator talked about the TIP. Pre-1994 Community Reinvestment Act, CRA, Tax Increment Financing, TIF, and the post-1994. Just as everyone understands that these tools can be used to attract businesses and developers to invest in our community. You do not have the right to vote to get rid of one of those tools and to use another one. Tools like a hammer, a saw, and a wrench. You do not throw one tool out of the toolbox to use another one. Maybe tomorrow, maybe one, maybe 5 years from now, you may have to use that tool to bring in the next Nature Fresh, the next Nova Steel. But understand the differences between the pre-94 and the village does not spend any money of the general fund. That falls directly onto the businesses and the investor. TIF, the village, is on the hook for any bonds that must be purchased. And this goes against the village's bond rating. Very good tools, just like a hammer, a saw, and a wrench, are there for the right applications. But do understand that after the village buys the bonds and some investors could not follow through on their commitment, the village is holding the bag. Post-1994, there's where the school has a say, if a business has come to the area, I'd like to remind some of you that there were many discussions between the PDY School District, York Township, and the village. There was even a mediator that was paid for by the Fulton County Economic Development Corporation. And I would like to point out that previous councils have created the atmosphere for businesses and investors to come to Delta and Fulton County. This has been the reason that we have seen such growth in Delta and surrounding areas. I'd like to ask for you, where would you like to have your children and your grandchildren living? Close by family and friends? Or if we do not try to attract new businesses or allowing existing ones to plan on their expansions like North Star, Nature Fresh, Product Movers, Worthington, NOAA, among others that call Delta and Fulton County home. Understand businesses and investors are already thinking about the next expansion. By creating Delta is not good for them or Delta. Please look around the country where elected officials thought that business will not move to a more friendly area for them to do business. Companies move out of communities all the time. Ford, GM, U.S. Steel, Boeing, Delta has companies that have moved out of operations out of Delta in the past. For example, Delta Trailer, Grand Packaging, Archie Bonds used to have 3 shifts here in Delta. So do not be so naive that companies will not move from Fulton County. Businesses and investors that do come to Delta and Fulton County also need to know that the sand is not moving from underneath them. Please keep the momentum going and make the job easier for the Fulton County Economic Development Corporation to do their job. Income tax revenue. I know with the growth of the village, the revenue has increased significantly in the past 20 years. Now, these are just guesses. The village probably collected in 2007, 2008 around $700,000 to $800,000 in income tax revenue. And I will guess in 2023, the village collected around $1.2 million. I also have read in the last article from the Village Reporter that council likes to spend money. I hope that some of you will remember that not too long ago, the village was almost bankrupt. Not able to fix the streets, sidewalks, start looking at replacing the old water and sewer lines. And part of the income tax is supposed to help offset the water plant. School revenue to real estate, pre-1994. You cannot abate real estate only in the improvement on that parcel. Can we all agree that the county auditor assesses all real estate in the county? I hope that that's a yes. Mr. Mayor, your quote from the Northwest Signal, March 19, 2024, quote, is in support of changes in the CRA pre-1994. I talked to the county auditor. I asked him for a printout, and I have a copy of it here going back from 2001 all the way up to 2023. I made all of you a copy of the PDY school district, and in that was a breakdown of the taxing authorities within the district. But I'm sure I just wasted my paper and my money. It has several columns, and the ones of it that are very interested are, and is the grand total evaluation in the school district and the abated value. 2001, the largest abated real estate in York Township, $31 million. Village of Delta, $1.5+ million. 2012, still the largest abated real estate is York Township, over $2.5 million. The Village of Delta is over $500,000. And then in 2013, you turn to it, you got the abated column. Everyone in the PDY school district is at zero. 2015, Nature Fresh comes to town. really gives them 100% abatement on improvements to that parcel. And I'm just curious enough to see what that abatement column still looks like. Still zero. How can that be? 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, the village of Delta kept attracting businesses and people wanted to locate Delta. Let's look at 2019, the last year of mayor, and see what has to say. And what a shock to my eyes. That column still says zero. I know that I went to school back when they did teach writing, reading, and arithmetic. PDY School District collected over $192 million of value. Based on value in 2015, it's $180 million. By my math, that still looks like an increase on real estate. The school still collected the money that they were owed before any improvements. 2023, PDY School District, $253 million they collected. That still looks like they collected more money on real estate. And that abated column is still zero. When the income tax, then the school district asked for an income tax on everyone in the school district. I did not take time to go to the treasurer to ask how much they collected. But it's very tiring to hear that the school district is crying poverty all the time with the literature that is untrue. So in closing, and hoping that these facts will enlighten your votes, in 20 plus years that I sat in your chairs, I got to work with four different administrators. Two of them did not bring all the facts to the table for the elected officials to discuss what is the right direction for the village of Delta. And two, they had to clean up the mess from the previous ones and grow the village so that we could have jobs here in Delta and Fulton County. Please remember that administrators come and go, but we have roots here in Delta and Fulton County. There are several ways to bring more revenue to the village. Raise taxes and rates, or grow the tax base. 20 years ago, your elected officials decided to grow the tax base. I spoke my piece. Now the decision comes down to the seven of you who were asked to lead this community. A question for you to consider, just like the recap of previous council's decisions on increased property values that I shared with you from the county auditor, that track record is a pretty successful one. When you get a chance to look back from 20 years from now, like I have, how can you as an elected official take a tool out of the toolbox for the next North Star, Nature Fresh, Nova Steel, or Blue Scope Recycling, formerly Metal-X, that wants to come to Delta? Making your decision, please take your hands away from the end of your nose and look at the big picture. 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, and see what that picture looks like. I pray that you make the right one that will continue the new jobs and homes for future generations here in Delta and Fulton County. Thank you for your time, Dan Miller.
Thank you. Next, Dan. Are there any other members of the public wishing to speak today? All right, we'll move on. Correspondence?
I have none.
All right. reports from administration and council committees, village administrator.
You have your departmental reports in your packet. If anybody has any questions on those.
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay.
They were talking about fixing the fire hydrants. There were two of them that they were going to fix. Do we know anything about the eight other ones that they need to fix?
No.
I mean, some of these are down for.
Yeah, we are prioritizing them And I mean, we can't do them all at once, but we're prioritizing them. The plan is to get them all fixed. We don't need fire hydrants that don't work.
Well, I know like the one that's the last one out on the end of the line, but you got some here in town that.
Right, but we have to get keep the ones at the end of the line. That's why they're prioritized, because those are the ones we have to flush. And if we don't, if we can't flush the line, then that increases the TTHM. So when we do that sampling, that kicks us into having to send out those letters. So we have to keep the ends of the line available to flush. So that's why those are the most important.
Then I got another question. I don't know if this is the right spot for it, but the Public Works Department. I thought that was just a one man. I thought we decided when we filled that position that if you needed help from the water department side, you get somebody from the water department. If you needed somebody from the wastewater or the sewage, you get somebody from there. But I see there's an extra.
Yeah, Caleb works for Matt in the Public Works. He is also in the Saturday rotation for the water plant. So he works the water plant once a month. So he's serving dual roles there. And it basically, listen, there's a lot of work that needs done in Public Works. The whole lead line identification, replacing these fire hydrants, getting them all working. It was way more work than one person could handle. It's probably still more work than the two can, but at least they're getting more of it done.
But do we have a job description or anything for this position? I mean, this is the first time I've seen it. It's like, I thought we were going to, they need somebody from the water plant, somebody from the water plant.
Sure. When they have a water main break, they grab somebody from the water plant if they're available to come out and help. If they have something going on in the sewer, that they're out there working on with plug lines or something like that, they grab somebody from the wastewater plant to come and help. So that's all still there.
So we just made a new position for making a new position?
No.
Was this in the budget?
Yes.
How could it be in the budget if we didn't? At least I didn't know about this position. I don't know if anybody else did or not.
When was he moved into this position?
Caleb was moved into that position. I think it was January, yeah.
It's January.
I'm going to do some work on the budget over the next few weeks after attending the training class, and I'm going to start looking at it a little bit closer than has been done, and I will double check all that.
And what's the concern? His salary or his pay budgeted in each department, or come out of one department?
So the Public Works, it comes 50% out of water, 50% out of sewer right now.
Well, are we talking about the M line or Caleb?
Caleb. See, I didn't know that we created a new position, so.
Yeah. Do we have a job description?
The position was created. It was already in your pay ranges and those scales. Caleb just.
But that was filled it. For. That wasn't just for our community, that was other communities.
Nope, was in our.
Because the last I knew
how we adapted,
we were making the position for Matt. And if he needed help, it would come from water plant or sewer plant. We weren't hiring another person.
What department did we pull Caleb from?
Caleb was Parks and Streets. Right. He did both.
But if he was budgeted in Parks and Streets, it's not budgeted for in water and sewer.
And I guess my problem is, you know, why do we, I mean, we go from not having a position there, and all of a sudden we make a position for one, and then, hey, we need another slot. So we hire another person for that, make it a two-man slot. What's going to stop us from hiring somebody else and that we, you know? I mean, I'm just saying, I did not know that it was a two-man shop and that we hired somebody else for.
There was a lot of work not getting done.
Well, then I think council needs to be informed on when we're creating a new position.
I didn't create a position. I filled one that was already on the books.
I mean, like I said, we went from nobody in the position to creating a position.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decide, oh, well, we need help. So, cool. Because, I mean, I was, like I said, I was under the impression that there was only one person for that job.
So there's a lot of work that we have to get done. We also had no one for at least the prior 6 months. We didn't even have a full-time employee at our wastewater plant. There was a lot of stuff neglected there. There was no routine maintenance getting done, all of which is getting done. So not only do you have to do the work, but then you have to catch up. And it's the same thing in the Public Works Department. We're under some regulations by the EPA to get all this lead line identification done. You just admitted yourself that we have 8 other fire hydrants that we have to get fixed. All of this stuff has been let go. I can't expect single employees to work 60 hours a week to try to get it done. I have to have the people there if we want the stuff fixed.
Well, I'm not saying that you didn't have to have. I just, we need to know. I mean, people are saying, well, looks like we hired another employee. You know, you see somebody new at the water plant, you see somebody new at the sewer plant or the street department. Wow, Dell must be doing better. We're getting more money and we're hiring more people. It's like,
We're still not back up to the staffing level that the village was when they were fully staffed, what they called fully staffed in all the departments.
How many are we short?
From my understanding, when it was fully staffed, you had 7 people at the water plant. You had 3 full-time positions at the wastewater plant. You had 3 full-time positions in the street department, and you had a full-time position for parks, but it was supplemented by all of the temporary work over the summer.
Well, when we had all the people at the water plant, when there was the water main break, we didn't ship that out.
So between the water plant and the public works, I have 6. I'm still one less than what you were when you were fully staffed.
So when we get fully staffed, we're going
to quit. I don't plan on hiring anybody else. I plan on these guys doing the work because they're competent to do it.
So then we won't have to call Taylor in no more?
You're asking 2 different things, Mr. Dawson. I mean, you're talking about excavating, you're talking about digging, all of that stuff.
That's when we had all the people working at the water plant. They all did that. And then the administrator before cut back, and they didn't fill the slots out there.
So the plan is to use outside contractors as little as possible. I can't promise you that that's going to happen in every case.
So will he go back to wastewater and water treatment once Public Works has caught up, in a sense, and then he'll be back to those departments to fill that extra slot? Or is this going to be a full-time, two-man Public Works department?
I think full-time, two-man. There was never going to be not enough work there for them to do on that. But overall, we're doing water and sewer with 2 less full-time employees than what we had when we were fully staffed.
Are we creating a separate department?
When you hired Matt at Public Works, yes.
Public Works is a new department. I don't have a problem with Caleb helping him. As long as his pay is budgeted for, I think it's good that you utilize him where the work is needed rather than emptying trash cans in the park in the winter. It's not something you need to do. So
he wanted that he was working for the street.
Right.
They don't do
Public Works and Streets Department kind of go hand in hand.
they all go hand in hand, and that's what everybody has been told.
I'm glad you realized.
Everybody's going to be basically cross-trained. When one department needs more help, everybody goes.
I'm not opposed to seeing outside contractors utilized for water main breaks either. They're much more proficient than we are. You know,
it gets it
load off our guy.
It gets it back up into service a lot faster.
Well, I was just stating that when we had a full crew, they did that.
Right.
When our administrator was here and we got short, they decided, well, instead of hiring people, we're going to ship it out. Now that we're getting back up to full staff, I'm just asking if they're going to take over.
Yeah. I think Taylor's pretty good at it.
I feel like they're in and out doing it quick.
They hardly ever have a break over a couple hours at maximum. But if we're doing it ourselves, we're going to send 3 or 4 guys out there and break their necks all night. Probably be tired the next day if they're paying overtime. And I'd have to see how I weigh it out to justify cutting them off. But
well, I didn't say cut them off.
Yeah.
You mean
utilize less?
Yeah. Because there's, like I said, you know, we had X amount of people working before. We're only one short. If we hire one more person, then we shouldn't have to hire the other crew to come in to fix this stuff, because we have a full crew that, like we used to have when they fixed it.
So there is a job description for Matt and one for Caleb.
So Caleb's position was created prior to my time. I will review the job descriptions to see if when that position was created, a job description was created along with it. And if not, I would definitely create one for him.
Thank you.
All right, back to the departmental reports. I have something from Parks Department, or Parks Board, I should say. You all have in front of you a printout of our meeting minutes from March 19th. These are not approved minutes yet. You still have to meet and approve them, but we did talk about naming of some structures in the park. Going back in some history books and found some information. Mainly, this is driven, I guess, help me if I'm wrong, but for 911 dispatchers to know where an incident might take place so they can respond faster, because we'd like all the structures to be named.
They all used to be numbered.
Yeah. The only structure that has a name written on it is the Hoth Shelter House.
All the diamonds were numbered. That's what they went by before.
Yeah, they still are. They still are. Let's see here. So pending unknown name of structure. We could not find a name for the structure or pavilion on the Taylor Street park next to the parking. Wildwood Shelter House, which was relocated from Wildwood Park to the park on Taylor Street.
Got the Helen Cells.
Yeah, that's the new one.
Basketball courts.
I'm trying to read this correctly.
We did not have names for the concession stands. We did not have names for the press box. Playgrounds, like different names for it. That way, if they need to respond to something, they know exactly right where they are going to.
So the park board would like to recommend a couple of names for some of these unknown structures. The pavilion on the Taylor Street side parking lot, we recommend Elgin R. Smith be recognized to name that structure after him. The D2 concession stand to be named after Ben Atherton. And we got some parks. So the park on Taylor Street
be named the Taylor Street Park. The playground near the Paul Shelter House, so next to the Paul Shelter House, be named after Alfred Rear. And that's the four I have right now.
Is this something we would vote on?
It is.
We also discussed maybe making a QR code and having people suggest names at like the Chicken Festival, like we did for park recommendations last summer. That way, I mean, these were just some of the names we came up with during our meeting, but we wanted names of people that have like dedicated time to the park, so we could recognize them that way. Mm-hmm. And we weren't quite sure that we knew all of the important names that were important. So we also discussed a QR code where people could maybe do like a write-in and say, you know, this is how they dedicated their time to the park, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so the QR code would have like a little button be tied to it, and we could make some flyers, hang them up.
Or just if, for those that do not do QR codes, just like a little sheet of paper at a table at the Chicken Festival.
Okay. That's all. I want to share that.
Okay. Thanks, Jen.
We probably need to back up. I think we skipped over Marlena.
We did. Sorry,
Marlena. I'm waiting. I just need an approval of the invoices.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Law Director?
No report, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Chief Austin?
No report, sir.
Thank you. Chad, do you have anything?
That was my thing.
Gotcha. Rules and financial. You said you were going to start going over.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and come up here a couple hours a day till the end of time. Trying to get better familiarized with the budget and budgeting.
Okay. So. Rules and ordinances, anything?
You all should have a copy of the rules of council with changes that were recommended by the rules of ordinances committee. Do you want to go over all the changes or not?
So most of you attended the meetings. I believe what you have in front of you was what was agreed to at our last meeting, with just some minor changes for spelling, pronouns, and the public comment section. So unless you have any specific questions, I don't see a need to go over all of them.
I would like to, I guess, ask the rest of council or not approval for the distribution of our agenda packets to be changed from Thursday to Friday. I do like to have more time to consult, ask questions. So if we could remain on Thursday, that would be my choice.
I think I agree with that sentiment. I realize a lot of stuff comes up last minute.
And this is just like a drop dead. Obviously, I would love to try to get them all out prior to that, but this, what that date, what that is just like, it has to be out by then, no later.
That's how I feel about Thursday.
Yeah. I think that we all kind of expect to get a little bit of something on our desks, no matter what.
Okay.
Because I walked in the day and I had stuff waiting for me, and I'm fine with that, but there's bulk stuff in our packets that if I had an extra day to review, I think that would be good. So we all assume that there's going to be something that comes up that we need to be notified of that won't be in our packet. But if we can have the bulk of our packet earlier, that would be better for us.
Sure.
Yeah, it gives us an extra business day to consult with you or the other administrators, each other, not Monday.
Okay.
My opinion.
So, Mr. Mayor, I would, I think you somebody should make a motion to approve the changes to the rules. I don't know if you've done that in the past, but I don't, we don't need an ordinance or anything like that, but I think we should probably take a motion to approve those changes if everybody's willing to do that.
So we're going to approve the changes with keeping that as Thursday instead of Friday? I would make a motion to approve the rules and ordinances amended aside from section 2, number 7.
That was it.
Thank you. Thanks, Chad.
Second.
So I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes. Okay. Anything from any of the subcommittees? Moving on to old business, ordinance 042024 is tabled.
So we do have the current superintendent of Pike Delta York, who has come in with some comments on the pre-94 CRA. And then I did distribute in these packets some maps that show the history of the pre-94 CRA and what I would propose as the area that it gets reduced to. So that would be more for discussion by council. And once we seem to have a consensus on that, I would put together a more detailed and exact map to bring back with the ordinance.
Can I ask one question? When Matt Gilroy was here, I believe he tried to go back to the minutes, but they weren't on the website yet. But I believe he stated that we have a post-94.
He absolutely did. I've asked him about that. Matt has no information on it, and I've yet to be able to find any information on it. So I can't answer anything about a post-94 because I have not been able to verify any of that.
You're not aware of our post-94 numbers?
I can't find anything on that yet. I've looked. I've asked Matt. Matt said he was told about it by the former administrator, but he had no information on it.
I'm pretty sure we approved them last year.
I thought so too.
Because the the post-94 was in limbo for a short amount of time because the state changed their, they changed it from a 50-50 to a 75-25.
Correct.
And then we approved that shortly after.
I can't comment on anything to do with that because I have not been able to find anything yet.
Well, all of Nature Fresh and everything north of H was all post-94.
No.
It should be.
The Nature Fresh, the actual greenhouses are pre-94.
The expansion, all the way to H. That's what drove our discrepancy on County Road 10 is us extending the boundary to 10 on post-94.
Which isn't even
so
on the map.
All of that property.
No, because this is only the pre-94.
All of that property to 10, all the way to H, the lots north of H, around the retention pond, that's all post-94.
And I have been told, I've been told that exact same thing. I don't have any documentation that I've been able to find yet that shows me that that's actually in place.
We have a John Burke.
Sorry, Johnny. So,
good evening, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening to me here. I've been invited here by Andy Glenn, and I will tell you, I know it's obvious that there's been a fracture between PDY schools and Village Council in Della history. That's pretty obvious. And moving into Della, and taking this position, I found that out probably week one. and talking about abatements and looking at levy history here and what we have to do to have good financial solvency for both the village and for PDY schools. And I'm not here to debate or question any of the decisions that were made 20 years ago, 10 years ago, but I do think you have to know where you've been to know where you're going. And I'll also say that we're in a different position today than we were 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Under the pre-94, the schools have no say in what the tax abatement can be. They can be abated 100%, no questions asked by the Board of Education. What I would like for PDY schools, what I would like for the Village of Delta, is what you've just seen in Rossford, what you've seen in Big Walnut schools. And while we're not those places, we could have a lot going for us too, financially. What a Post 94 does is allow us a seat at the table. And that's what we ask. When we've had a seat at the table, we've worked out a deal with the companies and with the school that benefited both. We're not here to cripple anybody. We're not here to take money from anybody. But we do want a fair share of taxes. In order to educate a child in PDY schools, right now, per pupil, we're spending $14,500. That's per pupil. And that's below the state average. When abatements come in, we lose money on that. And right now we're estimating that we're losing about $300,000 annually. And look, if somebody gave me a paper and dropped it off my desk and said, hey, if you sign this, you're not going to pay your property taxes, I'm signing up for that. I'm not questioning people taking abatements. However, I do think that we need to sit down together and come up with a plan for what's going to be best for the village and the schools moving forward. And I will say this, I've met with Andy Glenn a handful of times. I've worked with Chief Austin here, and we have a great working relationship. There are different interests, but we all want what's best for our kids and our community. We want a safe community, we want good schools, and we want a village that we're proud of. And right now, I think when you drive around Delta, there's some work to be done. And I'm here to be a part of that. And so whatever I can do to work with you and you work with the schools, I hear the data, I hear numbers, I'm working with it too. And I hear different numbers. And so I'd like to get together and hear what we have in common and see what we can do working together in the future. But I will tell you this, we're heading in the right direction. I appreciate the communication that we've had from the village. And working with the TIF, I think, is a really good example of what we're trying to do to work together. I think we both want what's best for the village looking down 20 years from now. And what do we need to do now to put in place to make sure that we're in a good place, we're in a better spot 20 years from now, and incorporate both the school and the village into that. One real good example is Andy Glenn's asked some of our high school students to put together a plan for the park. We have students who are working together. We have a plan for the park. We've got plans that we would like to start doing with the stadium over there, with the baseball complex. And we're going to start rolling out some ideas here in the future. And I know that I already know that me as the superintendent of PDY schools and Andy Glenn as the village administrator are going to be working closely on what that park's going to look like, because that's just the conversations that we've had so far. So I just wanted to comment and express my gratitude for a seat at the table and explain to you the difference between, for us, a difference between the pre-94 and post-94 is simply a seat at the table to negotiate. And I think we're all on this together. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Do you have it? Okay. I would love to have it.
Thank you. Is that all in the ordinance? We're still keeping that table, correct? We're still keeping that ordinance table.
So I'd like discussion on the proposed mapping.
So I've got it in front of me, and I think I've also read to where I need to be. My initial reaction is I would much rather just cut the section out on Adrian Street or Edward Avenue, which that allow us to move forward the housing plan. Now, if we, as we discussed last time, having multiple reductions in sizes is available to us. I would rather not make one giant shrink. I would rather go cut the piece we need, get done what we need to get done, and then we can come back to that. I think I understand the desire to avoid situations where someone can come in and get a full 100% abasement. We feel like, oh, shoot, they got us. That is not a concern of mine. My concern in the long term is once we go small, there is no going back bigger. So let's do the thing that lets us move forward with what we want to do to address the housing. Because the businesses, I worked in North Star for years, housing. They want housing so they have more employees and they can move people closer. So let's cut that out. Let's get that project moving forward. And then I guess I don't have a huge drive in the immediate reduction in size everywhere else. I understand there's benefits to it, and I understand the cons against it. But I think the Adrian Street cutout allows us to move forward with our plans and doesn't hamper us going forward in the future should we decide not to shrink those areas. But it still allows us to shrink those areas should we decide to later.
I concur. Yes. Get the option of the TIF moving forward. Everything else, having listened to Mayor Miller and Mr. Burt give their opinions, I've got things that I still want to think about personally. But this TIF project, I don't foresee that being a problem at all.
And obviously, I mean, it's council's desire. I'm going to respectfully disagree that we should not, right now, take out the developable land in our industrial area and the stuff that's pretty much south of Nova Steel. We did get an application in for the one company that I talked about. They are absolutely going to get a 10-year, 100% tax abatement. It's going to be a total of about $350,000 more that's going to be abated in their taxes over the 10 years based on the similar size warehouse. The company already exists here. They already own the property. They're simply expanding. It was going to happen here anyways. This is exactly the situation that I think that we need to transition from the pre-94 to the post-94, just so it's not automatic, it's an option. We are absolutely not taking any tool out of a toolbox because the post-94 is there. If the pre-94s were great, I know I made this comment before, the state would never have said, here's a sunset on them and you can only amend them twice and they have to go away. They recognized that the pre-94 was not the best economic development tool, just like a 1994 automobile is not better than one that's made today. So there's new rules. There's a lot more economic development tools we can use that help strengthen our bonds with our other community partners. That's not automatic. And that's the beginning and end of my entire issue with the pre-94. We don't get a say. Ultimately, all they have to do is hand us a piece of paper with their signature on it, and they get 100% for 10 years. So I don't think it's a good idea to leave it on that vacant, developable property because of that, but I am absolutely willing to bring back a map that council would approve that would at least allow us to get going on the housing, if that's what the wish is.
So I have no objection to ongoing discussion about the pre-94. I think that my stance on it is I want to get the housing project moving forward. And I think that I am going to make a statement and the council can speak against it if they choose to do so. I think there's a lot of split decisions on council at the moment. And I think allowing us discourse to make this decision, because again, this is a permanent decision that affects the village.
Sure.
Is prudent. Now, as you said, you've already received the application. So us immediately mixing it now, it doesn't matter. They put in for it, they're going to get it.
But it leaves it on the table for the next one and the next one until something's done.
And so, but very much also, as Mr. Gilroy stated when he was here, there is the option of approaching the businesses when they come in. I've had this discussion with others and people who run businesses and other cities when approached on a pre-1994 CRA to make a contribution. They're not pilots technically, but they're all but pilots in the same, whether it be to the school or whatever. They're willing to make those payments because it's a building step in the village. And I think that's a discussion always to be had, especially with a business that's already here. I assume they like being here. I assume they want to have good relationships with the people who provide all their village services. And yes, absolutely, someone can come in and they can be a bag of dicks, for a lack of a better word. And you know, at the end of their 10 years, that's going to come back around. But I think those businesses that are choosing to move here see a future here beyond 10 years. But again, my driving force is to get the housing project started, give council more time to discuss. And like I said, I'm not sold 100% hard against this, but I think addressing the immediate needs of what needs to happen to get other projects moving forward should be the priority rather than one giant move.
Good.
Now, this existing 394, all of this has factored in except for the one area, right? South of Nova?
Yes.
So, is that where that warehouse is going?
No, it's over in the industrial park on Enterprise.
Oh.
Different business, different local business.
So if we switched it back to there, if no one or anybody else decided to put there, we could get tax money out of it.
If we take the pre-94 out of those areas, yes. If we don't, then it's automatic.
Now, how does that affect the ones that are already?
It does not affect any existing agreements. They get to keep them.
And we, with the post, it's not like you can't give them a tax abatement. It just has to be discussed amongst the possible three players, the developer.
So the way a post would work is that a business would come, say they want to locate in the village of Delta. I would ask them to provide what their annual payroll is going to be, what their annual business profit is going to be, to look at what kind of income that that's going to mean to the village. Then we could make an educated offer to them for anything from 0 to 75% of the increased tax value for their improvements. Anything over 75% requires the school board to also approve it. So it brings the school to the table, and nothing says that we can't bring the school to the table for anything under 75%. So it gives us those opportunities to negotiate all of that stuff. And it absolutely leaves them on the table to provide those incentives.
Do you have any other applications that have been submitted for the pre-94 that haven't responded to?
There's at least one that I have not received yet that I'm hoping not to. And then there's either three or four. Two are new single family residential. Two are just building accessory structures for residential.
But since they've applied for it, they're automatically going to get it.
They will get it, absolutely.
So why haven't you responded to them?
I haven't had an opportunity to write them their letter yet. They're going to get it.
Now, question with this doesn't show us all what we all incorporated, correct?
This does not show the late. What I did is I used the existing maps as they were originally approved and then for each expansion to show.
No, I mean the last 500 and some acres that we did.
No, because that was not part of this.
That's post.
That's post.
Okay. That's
right. Okay. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's important
one of the few villages that still have pre-94. So, I mean, in light of taking a tool out of a toolbox, that is, we still hold Grandpa's hammer. And to get rid of it, like he said, kind of permanent step, so. If we find ourselves in an economy where we're fighting for businesses to come and move here to help us continue to grow, what do we have to bring to the table? We just have the same thing everyone else has.
The exact same thing that we have with the post or pre-94, except it's not automatic.
They might not see it that way. But I think every application still does bring the opportunity to sit down and negotiate.
Unless it's a pre, then there is no negotiation.
Correct.
They can choose not to negotiate,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't restrict the opportunity to do that.
Right. We can ask.
Yeah.
We have no authority to require.
Correct. So with it being split the way it is, are we just going to vote to just shrink it just to allow the housing development to the one for now?
So there wouldn't be a vote. I'd have to come back. I'm just kind of looking. I mean, I've heard definites from Chad and Robert. I haven't really.
So what they want to do is take this line up. But if we go propose, I'm confused. This is
such
proposed to.
Right.
So basically, all we're talking about is where Chad was. So my suggestion is this is where we're at right now.
Okay. Right.
So ignore the. What I'm suggesting is that the new line come down here, go along Edgewood, go up to Wood, and then rejoin. It's basically only this block would then be cut out of the tree, which would allow us to go forward with the TIF in this area for the housing development.
So we're still keeping this?
That was my suggestion, if you want to make a suggestion otherwise, but yes. My suggestion is, because once you shrink it, you can shrink it as many times as you want.
Right.
Once you shrink it.
Okay, well, because this property right here is the only one that we have anything that can.
More or less, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see what. I see you said it like that.
So a reduction does not constitute an amendment.
Right.
I have nothing further.
Or would you want to take out that one property too?
My suggestion was to reduce it all the way back down to the central village, like you have there.
This map right
here. This map right here. The pink.
Right.
So
my ultimate suggestion would be to replace this with a post 94 that includes the residential component and completely eliminate the pre 94.
I think in the long term that is something that I'm looking at. I have more research to do.
Sure.
In that thing. And the more time though I accomplish that is the residential for me was the biggest thing.
Right.
We had that discussion. So.
So that if any industry moves in here, we can park it.
So
I need a new man.
Second.
Sorry, but I'm really confused.
Second Amendment is what we are under now.
Right.
This is our current border. And this large one here.
Yes.
That's what he is proposing.
Right.
Yeah, there's a little proposal I'm being proposed.
Right here.
It's right. The same map, it just enlarged.
I just tried to make it a little bit more.
I understand.
Easy to.
These are the two parking lots. So we want to tip this here.
Okay.
Right now, it's outside of the limits.
So basically, right in through here.
This is what?
Right.
Robert and I are discussing, so we can move forward with this housing, but not taking this out as of yet.
So the only thing.
So if you take this out, it goes to this.
Right, so the only thing we would really take out is this area right here.
Yep. That yellow spot.
Yep. Well, plus down the edge, yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
And if you feel that you want this to go to post, then speak your piece.
So the consensus I guess I'm kind of hearing is that we just take out that residential area for now and bring it back for the second reading in 2 weeks.
I approve that.
I don't agree with that. I feel like this should be included or put into the post. The
industrial park area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which one do you agree with?
2 and 2 right now.
Me?
What's your skins? Take a pick.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the only thing is that one property. I would like to see this one. Or it goes back to the village.
Bring it back to the village limits.
That way, if they decide to build something better, expand.
We can negotiate.
Are you looking at me for mine?
I'm just looking for input. Right now I got 3 people saying I need a map I can put together for 2 weeks.
I agree with taking out the edge with the first, that section up there. That's it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
Good. Just try to make it easy on you as you could.
Exactly.
All right, so we're done with the old business. New business. I didn't see anything in there except the executive session requested by Mr. Martin.
Need a motion?
I'll make a motion at 6:35 on the executive session.
Myself, the law director, and the police chief.
With individuals as recommended.
Second. I have a motion and a second for the executive session. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bray?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Move into executive session.
We're recording.
Make a motion to come out of the executive session at 7:02.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second to come out of the executive session at 7:02.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Sure. Any questions related to today's council proceedings?
So we should probably just make a statement that there is no action to be taken as a result of discussions in executive session.
There is no action to be taken as a result of discussions in executive session. The next regular meeting of the Village Council will be Monday, April 15th at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
And I get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. Roll call, please.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
No.
No? Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adjourned.